This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Dr. Timothy Powell with us, the CEO and Medical Director for Evergreen Family Medical. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, Kyle, thank you. I'm really happy to be here. We're really excited about the project that we're going to be putting on.
Yeah, you have an event on Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club at Roseburg. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's called Warm Up to Wellness. It's both a health event and a family carnival. It's kind of special for kids. It isn't the high point of their year when they go in to see the doctor. And if we can make that a fun time, we'd like to do that. And that's what we're trying to do.
So along with the opportunity to see some medical providers, what else is going to be going on?
Well, there's going to be, as I said, a carnival, and it's a tropical theme carnival. There will be activities and prizes and snacks and glitter face art and crafts. We're going to have fire trucks and ambulance tours. Wildlife Safari is going to be there with animal encounters. Those are really special. If you've not seen those, they'll have an opportunity to pedal a bike to make their own smoothie. And every youngster that goes through a health screening will get a ticket that'll be placed in a raffle to win prize baskets.
So I know for a lot of families in Douglas County, especially if they've got multiple kids, sometimes health care is a bit of an issue.
It is. We live in a large county, a rural county, and relatively speaking, a poor county. And both access and cost are an issue, Kyle.
And so when you talk about having medical providers see folks, do screenings, what kinds of things, how much depth do you have in what you're able to provide?
What we will be doing is primarily wellness exams, and that'll include all sorts of screenings for different diseases, but also sports physicals and immunizations.
And for the medical providers, an opportunity to sort of interact with kids in a kind of a different turf.
You know, that's really important, where we try to demystify a little bit what we do, make it fun. As kids wait for their exam, there'll be a movie room, there'll be an art station there for the very young kids. We're going to be giving out teddy bears, even do a teddy bear checkup. A lot of times it's just making that connection. So when they do have to see a physician in a different setting, it's less intimidating.
Now, you've been a doctor for a number of years. What do you remember about maybe going to see a doctor when you were this age?
I grew up in a very small town, and there was no such thing as an appointment. You just went to the doctor's office and waited, and it could be a number of hours. And for a young kid waiting, knowing they're probably going to get a shot and so forth, that was difficult.
Wow. And, you know, I it's kind of funny when you mention that you just show up and wait. I sort of forgot that used to be a little bit more the norm, at least in some places.
You know, in the small town I grew up, there was one doctor. He took care of the whole town, and we were just grateful, I guess, for the medical care, although I could have passed.
Wow. And for Evergreen Family Medicine, you've got a number of providers, many of whom have been around Douglas County for a long time. What kind of impact is it when you are a doctor in this area and you also grew up here or have lived here for a long time, just in terms of being connected?
You know, there's a real deep and special connection when that happens, Kyle. As we, in one of my highest jobs just now is to recruit new physicians to the area. And I tell them if their desire is to be anonymous, this is the wrong place. I see my patients at the football game, at Fred Meyer, and I like that. I see them at church, and they're friends. And there's a special connection there. We belong to one another. And things like this, when I talk about reaching out, and I should say it's not just Evergreen Family Medicine, just the Boys and Girls Club, Department of Human Services, a lot of local business organizations are really coming together to take care of our own children, our adolescents, and our teenagers.
Now, you're the medical director for Evergreen. What does that involve along with recruitment?
I oversee our entire operations. We do inpatient care still. Obviously, we do outpatient care. We're forever working at increased efficiencies. You know, one of the things that's changed more than anything since I started 40 years ago, Kyle, was I'd wait for the patient to make an appointment, come in and see me. Now we're thinking of the patient not in front of us. We're thinking of the vulnerable populations. We're thinking of community health. So we're really reaching out into the community to try to impact wellness, not just disease.
And one of the other strides in recent years that has been interesting to watch among various providers is all the technology tied in to seeing the doctor, but also medical records. You know, you get email reminders, being able to check in ahead of time, kind of streamline things. Very different than it used to be.
Is it ever? When I started in 1980, I had a nurse and one front office person, and that was it. Now we have at Evergreen a staff well over 200, and the technology can help. It's wonderful, and it can also get in the way. We have electronic health records. They're not going away. That's where we're at. And they're actually very helpful, but they can also be a barrier between my interaction with the patient. So at Evergreen, we use scribes or electronic scribes that are on our computer. So we can just sit and talk to the patient without them looking at the side of our head as we type.
And is that becoming more common throughout medical providers?
It is absolutely becoming more common. What the patient sees in the encounter is the physician there typing what they can. What they don't see is when that patient leaves and the provider goes home, the hours of work they put on completing that chart. And that contributes to burnout and unpleasantness in that provider's life. The more I can remove that, the more energy and focus they'll have to actually see the patient.
So, which means you apparently got in this to provide medical care and not type paperwork.
That would be ideally the case. And I think teachers and every other profession could relate to this.
So the event is 9 to 3 on Saturday. Boys and Girls Club Northeast Cedar and Roseburg, as you mentioned, Oregon Department of Human Services, Boys and Girls Club, and you've got other all kinds of people involved in this.
We do. And again, it's this Saturday, January the 11th. So I really hope that every parent and grandparent will bring their kids out. We're going to offer, as I say, wellness exam screening, sports physicals, immunizations. This is at no cost to the patient, no cost to the family, and all of the immunizations from 0 to 18 are free of charge as well. If folks do have insurance, we'll bill insurance, but it'll be no cost to the patient and family. The reason it's especially relevant just now is the school exclusion day is February the 19th, and that's coming very quickly. And also, to participate in sports, that child will need a sports physical. After we complete it, they're good for 2 years. It's just a good way to get that done. It's also a good way to come out and see what the Boys and Girls Club is. It's a fantastic operation. I just have so much respect for what they do, and people that have never been in that facility really need to come out. The kids will have a great time, and we might get some good health done.
All right. Dr. Timothy Powell, the CEO and Medical Director of Evergreen Family Medicine, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.